AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 10, woo! Double digits of the Nerd Bash Podcast.
Yep.
I am your host, Michael Quinn, also known as Stephen Person. I just want to say thank you for listening. This is season 2, episode 10, and we are rocking and rolling. This was like a last minute episode. I'm glad I got the people here that are with me today. I became free at the last minute, and I was like, I'll just wait until next week. And then I was like, I'm free. Who wants to do it? And some people could make it, but they had to bounce because they had like last minute things I had to get ready for tomorrow. So that's understandable. What's it called? Some other people at work. So it was like, you know, I usually put out like about a week early, you know, and yep. We took off on the 4th of July because I felt like, you know, it's summertime. I don't want people to like right before the, you know, change plans and come down here and everything. So we're just kind of freestyling this one today. Yep. This is a good episode. Ladies and gentlemen, starting off with my boy right here, legendary, awesome DJ, funny guy all around, nerd on so many different subjects, and I love having him on this podcast because we love picking each other's brains, even just when we're just BSing and talking and stuff like that. I love this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, great DJ known as Andre Johns.
Thank you.
And to his right, well, mother of cats, tamer of the wild, tan as hell, winner of dart games. I mean, not as much as, well, you know.
A little help.
She usually is good at these games. She extraordinarily scores well at these. Ladies and gentlemen, my beautiful wife, Gabby Quinn.
Woo! All right.
So today, originally the topic, we're going to talk more about video games because that was our last episode. We ended off on a lot of different video games that end off. That ended very well, and we were literally appreciated of everyone who came on, and I was like, you know what, let me just hold on to that till we come back, because we're going to talk arcade games. Yeah. And I want to talk about, like, the classics, like The Simpsons, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, Ninja Turtles, all those great ones, Rampage, you know, like, all those great games that, like, everyone grew up with playing at the arcades, you know? Not really, like, the, like, Donkey Kong. I feel like that's an easy topic, but there was, like, certain games that I feel like growing up in the 80s and 90s that, like, stuck out so well, and the people that were going to be here, I feel like they have a really great insight on it. Everyone else here, you know, they enjoyed it, but like, this is a great panel to have it on. I'm going to wait till the next time. So we decided to talk about some things. First, I want to get out of the way, because I love talking about it so much, is my wrestling career. Ladies and gentlemen, this Friday, I'll be wrestling for Titan Championships Wrestling at the Ocean County Fair on July 11th. It's going to be me putting my Funhouse Wrestling Cross Continental Championship against a man that is known throughout this area for many of years, who has trained many of people, Magic. And Magic, I wanted to let you know, I highly respect the fact that you are challenging for my belt, and I highly respect the fact that I'm going to stomp every single one of those hairs out of your beard.
Oh my goodness.
Because he has great facial hair. I want to put it, like, for, like, years, he's always had this great grown-in mesh, like, facial hair. And he's an extraordinary wrestler. He's beaten people on the top of the world, you know. But unfortunately, you're going to get in the ring with me. And unfortunately for you, You think you're going to sit there and take this title, bro? That ain't happening. And the funny part is, this is actually the first time we ever wrestled, and I'm looking forward to it. We've never been in a ring together. So I'm really looking forward to that at Titan Championship Wrestling this Friday. Bell time is at 7, I believe. Bell time is at 7. Meet and greet at 6 o'clock at the Ocean County Fair. So come down, enjoy that one. And then Saturday night, this one's going to be fun. Pro Wrestling XX, one of my favorite places to wrestle in Jersey. It's a great place. Saturday, July 12th at, I want to get the address right, 319 West Landis Avenue in Vineland, New Jersey. A hop, skip, and a throw from a good old-fashioned Philly cheesesteak, ladies and gentlemen. It's literally right by Philly. It's awesome. I'm going to be going for the triple threat for the number one contendership. It's going to be me versus Magic Mike versus Rainer Black, and this is the another first for me. This is the first time I'm ever wrestling a woman.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I've never wrestled a woman before. I caught a little bit of a problem with people saying, like, you shouldn't beat up girls. And I'm like, I shouldn't. But they're stepping in the ring with me. And guess what?
Equality.
Exactly. I'm sorry to say, my left jabs are straight. My right hooks are bisexual because anybody will get it. All right? good times, good times. And then next Saturday, this one I'm really looking forward to. Next Saturday, July 19th, Fun Station, New York, I make my debut wrestling for Warriors of Wrestling. And I cannot wait. I'm going to be in the ultimate survival match. And that match is basically 30 men enter. Every minute, somebody else comes out. Exactly.
Wow.
And there's a lot of competition. There's some great top-tier guys in that match, and I cannot wait to be a part of it. It's an honor to be invited in the tri-state area. It's a big thing that happens once a year, and the winner gets a title shot at the Warriors of Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, and I'm going to take that championship from whoever's going to be champion that night. There's a great card happening that night, and two people that I'm really excited to see are WWE legends, the Headbangers. And I cannot wait. They're awesome guys. They're really fun. We're going to probably slam dance in the parking lot and probably do some destructive stuff. They're great guys. They're really funny guys. Mosh and Thrasher. It's a great time. It's going to be, you know, all around. You know, so, yeah, that's going to be my wrestling for the next, like, 2 weeks because I'm going to kill it, you know. So, just, you know, wins on the road.
we like those.
Yep. And then July 26th up in the Bronx. On Huffman Street, I'm going to be wrestling Starline Pro at WrestleTainment. It's going to be a match with two people that I cannot stand, and I hope they get hit by buses before the match even happens, because that would just make my life a little bit easier. It's just, it's for bragging rights. You know, there's no title on the line. It's two men I've been in the ring with before, Max Capacity and Superfly Bri, two guys that are very up and coming in this business that I have the utmost amount of respect for. But personally, I want to beat them over the head with bats. So, like a bat in each hand, and just whack, 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 mollywop people, you know? it's a great card up and down, too. It's going to be posted right here on the little screen. Right there somewhere, I'll put it, you know, because I do the editing for this. So, if you're listening to us on any of our multi platforms, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Pandora, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio, you can watch our older stuff on YouTube because I'm still having problems with YouTube. It's a pain in the neck. I still have to go. I tried talking to somebody. They have no answers. They're trying to figure it out. I'm just going to wind up making a new page, and it's going to suck. So if you're listening to this, please subscribe to the new YouTube. I'm just getting so frustrated. If they cannot figure this out by the time I shoot this again, I'm just going to make a new YouTube page. I'll start all over from scratch. I'm going to throw it up all over the place. It's going to suck. I have to do a whole bunch of new merchandise that has like barcodes and QR codes and stuff. So I figure that's going to be, that's my wrestling, schedule for the next couple of weeks. And it's going to be a great time. Of course, I put these clips on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. So at least I can like put it up there. I still have a lot of followers on there, which I'm really appreciative. I love each and every one of you, nice. Except for the ugly people. Cause, you know,
hey, I resent that.
Ugly people need love too.
I resent that.
Yeah, but they got to pay extra for that. So
fair enough.
Fair enough. It's fair. Hey. You know. So anyway, let's get into our topics. Summer. Movies. So I feel like I got another part I want to talk about afterwards, but like the first part I really just want to kind of talk about really just like the good old stuff that happens in Hollywood around this time of year. There's always blockbusters that come out, and there's so many great movies coming out this year. A couple I want to talk about. We're gonna see it tonight. We're gonna go see Jurassic Park.
Yes, we are.
And isn't that?
And here's the fun part about this movie people don't realize is the fact that they don't realize, I feel like this is really based off the books. Like the first one was kind of like a product placement thing, you know? Mm. And this one feels like it's the horror story where there's just like, I mean, the Tyrannosaurus Rex by itself is, is absolutely like mind-bogglingly scary. You know, if I see that giant freaking lizard walking towards me trying to eat my brain out, you know, eat me in one field swamp, you know, I'm going to freak out, you know, like that's an idea that keeps you terrified during the movie. But the fact is like, it was very like, you know, lighthearted. There was kids in it. And in this one, I mean, it's just, it feels like a horror movie. So a bunch of adults trying to do something. They're trying to get the DNA from the dinosaurs to like work on cures and stuff like that. Yeah.
Shows you the dangerous, more scarier side.
Yeah. And they're like mutating dinosaurs. Like they made like a bunch of genetically screwed up soup sandwich dinosaurs.
Not soup sandwich.
Exactly. So is like the Island of the Rejects where it's like, okay, this was too scary to do, you know? And I think this is a good idea for the movie because now it gets into the parts where we're really seeing the genetic manipulation of nature. And I think on that end, it scares people enough to be like, all right, what is the worst thing that they could create with science? Yeah, exactly. And
it's
sort of like,
it gets the mind going.
Yeah. I saw like a lot of pictures of what the dinosaurs look like. And I was like, wow, that looks kind of crazy. And so we're going to see that this weekend. Tonight, actually.
Tonight.
3D.
Nice. What time is this showing?
9 o'clock. We're going to bounce out of here as soon as that's done. We're done with this. Another movie that comes out this week is Superman.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Now,
I think I might see it.
I'm definitely going to see it because you know what? I mean, this does have like the mix of the Henry and the Roth Superman. I feel like Roth was more of the humane Superman. He wasn't like, you know, really like flying out fighting intergalactic people, where Henry Cavill's Superman was fighting like just everything.
Yeah,
you know, like he had the Kryptonians, and it was just straight off the bat going, you know, half the movie I felt like was humanized. The second half was like, dude, forget humanity. Like, you got to fight against people that you, and when you put somebody on the screen like that, you know, like, dude, you got to fight these guys that are Kryptonians to the point where, you know, you're going to die. Like, death is really on the table. There's no kryptonite that's really involved with Henry Cavill when, you know, it wasn't really a thing. It was like, okay, you're weak inside their ship, but once you leave their ship, you're okay. With kryptonite was always like, oh my God. And the one thing I hate about the Brandon Roth movie was the fact that he picked up the island of kryptonite. That made no sense whatsoever. Like, bro, he was in a room with it. He got stabbed with it, and he couldn't do anything. All of a sudden, it's all around him. Imagine, like you're allergic to peanuts.
Oh, Lord.
Right? And you're allergic to peanuts, and someone comes up to you and starts punching you in the face with peanuts.
Peanut butter.
You're not going to lift an island of peanuts afterwards. You know what I mean?
No, you're not.
So, like, that's not a thing. So,
no lead suit either.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, I really do feel that this one has, it's more grounded in the superhero comics because they do have, like, the other superhero characters in it.
How come people was complaining about Guy Gardner? But that's how he looks.
Bro, that's exactly
that's
what he looks
how he
like.
Looks.
Like he's such a jerk off, bro. Like,
I can't stand him.
Oh my God,
bowl cut, but that's bro, him.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's him. And like, even as a person, he's just a jerk off. Like, I hate him so much. Like, he's such an obnoxious, like, self centered, vain, egotistical, just prick. Because he thinks like he's like the best thing ever, and he gets his ass kicked every single time.
I'm gonna say, hey, you talk real slick. Where's Batman?
Yeah, exactly. No, dude, Batman's weakness is like inflation, dude. I don't want to hear about that. Like, I could go on and on and on about Batman, but we're not going to do that. All right. So I do think that there might be a small Batman cameo in this. Like, they brought in Mr. Terrific, and I'm like, dude, are we really like in Hawkgirl? And I'm like, there's a lot of stuff that's happening here. And I'm like, all right. We're good, you know.
You don't need to overstuff the movie. Exactly. They could actually spread this out.
All right, we're giving these guys screen time to be like, you know, like the Scooby-Doo gang to Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo is, you know, oh my God, that's really funny. And then like everyone else has their own little spots and everything like that. I get it because they don't, I feel like they put those characters in because they didn't feel as strong about Superman and they didn't want to make Superman that strong because then you're going to have, if they left that movie to Superman by himself, he would have to do these incredible feats.
By himself.
Or he would just be Clark Kent for half the movie. And no one wants to see that.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
okay, how many times have we seen, like, these Superman, like, we have to go back. Okay, we did it with the original series.
Mm-hmm.
We did it with Lois and Clark. Mm-hmm. We did it with Smallville. Mm-hmm. Actually, I love Smallville.
Smallville's a good one.
We did it with Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did it with, the DC TV mm-hmm. thing, but... I honestly like Superman and Lois. I will be watching
it. Superman and Lois is awesome. It was a great part.
That was a good one.
But it's like, now, I hope they do find a happy balance with Clark. Clark and whatever his day-to-day life and his time as Superman and whoever he meets. But mm-hmm. I hope they didn't overstuff this movie like they've done. Yeah. And now everyone's looking at the screen like...
But again, this is where I go back and say James Gunn's vision of Superman is a human Superman. It's not... The Clark Kent that he was raised as versus the Kryptonian that he always was. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like I'm saying that wrong.
No, that makes sense to me.
You know what I mean?
It makes sense.
Yeah, because now I feel like if we're going to see the Clark Kent in Superman as he's performing as Superman, not the actor, but like Clark Kent being Superman, I think that's a good movie. Because then you have the duality. But if you just have open the scene, Superman fighting everybody, you're going to have a Superman movie versus, and he's going to be Superman the entire time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like that's why that's why I thought these characters were brought in, and I think it's a good idea, you know? So I'm probably going to try and see that Friday when it comes out, when I get out of work. Oh, also, one thing that dropped the other day, which I'm kind of 50-50 on because it started out really good, was the Street Fighter movie.
Wait, what?
The Street Fighter movie. The casting for that?
That's actually real?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
I'll show you right now.
That's going to be good.
Man, that might actually be good.
Now.
50 Cent is ball rock.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, oh, my God. Yes. Okay, so Cody Rhodes is playing Guile. I forget this.
What?
This, yeah, Cody Rhodes is playing Guile.
Wow.
Here we go. I got it right here. Hold on. Andrew Kaiju is Koji. I had a screen. I had a, like, what's it called? In for that. Is playing Ryu. I don't know how to say name. Kalina Ling is playing Chun Li.
She's pretty.
She's going to do a good job. She looks like, I haven't seen anything she's in, but she looks like she's the part. You know what I'm saying? She puts a little. Little furl in her hair or whatever. Cody Rhodes is playing Guile. 50 Cent's playing Balrog. That I want to see.
I want to see that.
That looks good.
I think he could do it.
Now, here's where let me go back to the good stuff. Santino. Is it? It's Neo. I don't know how to say it. Anyway, he's playing Ken, which he played a very good, like, Adam Smasher in, what's it called? In, what was it? Black Adam. He was the kid from Black Adam who played the guy who grows. Yeah, that was him.
All right.
Jason Momoa is Balrog. I'm like, all right, cool. That's great. I like that. I thought he was going to play something else, but that's something completely different. Roman Reigns is Akuma. Okay, so that's good. I like Roman Reigns as Akuma.
He has the look. I thought that was a joke.
I thought that was a joke, too. I thought it was a joke, too. Now, here's where...
He can do it, but does he speak Japanese?
That's the thing. It's like, we're kind of whitewashing things a little bit. I get it. We're making an American-made version of something. I get it. Now, this is where we get a little bit cartoony, and I feel like we're going to go this latest first Mortal Kombat movie that came out. Andrew Scholl as Dan. Yo,
there's no way... I can't believe that's real.
Bro, that's real. And my whole thing is, like, I get it. You want a comedian? Dan's a comedian character or whatever, but I don't think that's a thing. The guy, David-Malnich, I don't know how to say his last name. I'm sorry. Again, we're horrible at names here. It's playing M. Bison. He's the guy who plays like all the crazy characters. He's the one who played Polka Dot Man.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, he's playing M. Bison. Now, I see that as they're going Raul Julia with that. He's a great actor. Skilled. Chops. Amazing. Love it. But what's the fight scenes going to be like? They did it with Raul Julia. So I'm guessing stuntmen and all that other stuff, whatever. Yeah. Now, Orville Peck, he's like a musician, whatever. He's playing Vega. Hate that. Absolutely effing hate that. There's so many good characters out there, like actors out there, character actors that can play that better. And I feel like we just lost out on Vega. Like, Vega's going to be an absolute wash. So those are the 10 people that are going to play people in the movie. And I think I think some of them are great. Andrew Scholl, he shouts out my boy. I'm not even going to say I got to say his name now. Tommy Invincible. he gave him such a good shout out on the show. He's a big fan of his. And he's also a very funny comedian. But I do not think he could pull off Dan. I think there's so many other people that can play Dan. But that's not it. You know
he
what I mean?
He seems like he's that much of a douchebag that he can.
No, not even a douchebag. Dan is like, there's just so much about Dan. If you're going to make him a main release name in the movie, you got to do something better than that. And I'm glad he got the job, you know, whatever. But yeah. I hope I'm wrong because he's a funny guy and Dan can be a funny guy. But, you know, like, what's he going to do? Like, Dan is just always gets his ass kicked. You know what I mean? So it's like, how are we going to play that off? The guy Orville Peck playing Vega, absolutely hate it. Absolutely despise it. There's so many great stunt fighters out there that could do that role. And if he does well, awesome. I'm wrong. I'll admit it 100% of the time. But, man, I have nothing but bad faith in that pick right there. Because I feel like it's like, yo, let's just get the kid. I hate when they do that. When they pick somebody to play a role and it doesn't feel... What's it called to me? It doesn't feel natural. Like, there should be someone who should be able to go out there and fight and like Vega, and I get it. Stunt doubles, blah, 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 blah. I understand that. But I feel like as the character being on scene, you got to sit there and, like, be somewhat of that, you know? So, but yeah, whatever. He wears a mask. I get it, blah, blah, blah. They're going to make it like that stupid over-the-eye look that he has, whatever. So going back to summer movies. What else is coming out? Oh, yeah. Here we go. One movie I'm really looking forward to, which I really can't wait for. Naked Gun.
Oh, that's yeah, right. I will watch it. It looks like it's going to be funny.
Yeah, I think. Let me look it up. Seth MacFarlane, I think, is directing it. Hold on. Let me look it up.
He does not suck.
Yeah, he's awesome at everything.
He's good. No.
Yep, Seth MacFarlane's directing it, it looks like.
Oh, that's
going to be good, though.
That's really
good.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The stuff I've seen for it already, I'm like, there's no way, but this is happening.
Yeah.
And I'll be there opening night.
I can't wait. If that's really him, let me just double check to make sure I'm getting it right.
They do a midnight tomorrow for Super
Bowl. Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah, I think it is him. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's his Naked Gun, which... Honestly, he just doesn't miss when anything. So, especially Liam Neeson, like they work together on so many different projects. They work great in A Million Ways to Die in the West. Yes. Ted, when he came in, it's like a director for kids. Are you trying to tell me that I'm not allowed to buy them? I think he's funny when he wants to be funny. He was funny. You know what he was? I feel like he was really accidentally funny in what? Well, not accidentally, but what's it called? The Lego Movie when he was the cop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was the cop with the two faces. That yes. I thought that was great. So,
I mean, it's like a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
How could you not be funny in that?
Yeah. So, that's another great movie that's coming out soon. Let me see what else. But yeah, so like, and then, of course, next week, Fantastic Four.
Shoot, yes. That's like in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's like coming out super soon. Now, this is my Marvel wormhole that I love to dive into because I have so many theories about this movie that's going to be coming out. And with this movie, I think we're going to get, I think their Earth is going to get destroyed.
Strangest feeling something foul is going to happen.
Yeah, because like I feel like we're going to get something where they obviously are ending up in a different universe. Like they already gave that away. Like something has to happen to that universe where they leave. Now, people don't realize, I said this before, there's only one Galactus in the multiverse. There's only one. That's it. There's not like a female Galactus. There's not like it's not like a gray Galactus. Exactly. There's not like a freaking Chinese Galactus somewhere out in the universe, in the multiverse or something like that. No, it's only one. He's a singular being. He's an anomaly.
Yeah, he's an external. I believe the term is he's an external.
Yeah, eternal. Yeah, not eternal. A celestial. Celestial. Yeah. Same thing. He's actually a modified version of the celestial. That's a whole nother story, whatever it is to go to. But like, I like how the Marvel Universe is picking stuff up. Also, Marvel Universe, we got freaking Mephisto. I'm so happy because it was my theory is at the end of phase 5 we're going to see Mephisto, and it's going to be he was messing stuff up the entire time, like WandaVision, it's going to play back to something where he's setting up something, like, and obviously Doctor Doom is going to be, I think we're going to get a version of Doctor Doom in the Marvel Universe, which kind of like not solidifies but I think it leads to my points that I was making before about everything. Mephisto is messing with Doctor Doom in our universe. I think Doctor Doom is in the 616 main continuity of the Marvel Universe, and we just haven't seen him yet. So
sitting there quiet.
Exactly. And basically I think that's what's going on. I think Dr. Doom has been kind of like biding his time and like letting all this stuff go down, and then he's just going to be seen as, you know, like blah blah blah. I don't think we're going to get the debut of Dr. Doom in this new iteration. I think Robert Downey Jr. is going to be the thing that brings out Dr. Doom. And it's like, who is this imposter? Like, Doom's ego is beyond all anything. So maybe what I think, I have two different theories. One, he's already down on the down low doing crazy stuff. Or two, this other Doom that does exist in the Fantastic Four universe somehow comes after Reed Richards in some way, some shape, or form from their universe to go into theirs and then finds out what's going on. Like, I think we're going to get a different actor and all that other stuff. I don't think Robert Downey Jr. is going to be Dr. Doom. I think he's going to be a variant of Doom. Because I think he's going to be jumping around the multiverse. And then eventually we get to see what happens down the road where he dies. And I think it's going to come down to a big battle with the 616 universe, which leads into, Battle World. So I think the Beyonder is going to be coming out. And I don't think it's going to be Kang, because I heard that they're trying to bring back Jonathan Majors.
I'm going to tell you the truth. The biggest mistake they made was not listening to that man and going with their agenda.
Yeah.
Biggest mistake. They ruined that man's career, and I think they owe him.
Absolutely. They owe him.
Because I think it could have worked.
Here's the thing. I really felt like they damaged him enough, and I said this before in other episodes, where they kind of screwed up that character by him losing to a fist fight to Ant-Man. That's all I'm saying. The guy's doing card tricks, and he loses to that, you know?
He lost to a convicted felon.
Yeah, I know, right? So, like, I feel like there was a lot of stuff that they kind of screwed up with the whole Kang. Kang should have wiped out. We should have seen Kang destroy the Avengers. And then he universe hops. That's all it should have been. That the opening scene of Quantumania should have been Kang murdering the Avengers. And you could have got everyone in, Iron Man, like, all right, Avengers. And, you know, they're all getting ready to fight. And then Thor goes right to him. He just kills Thor right there. And then it goes back into are you the one with the hammer? I've killed so many Avengers. And then that would have made more sense. We should have seen that. But we didn't. We just took his word for it. And I think that ruined his posture in the MCU. Because now he got beat by a bunch of giant ants. I get it. He didn't lose. But what should have happened was that he should have been more of a threat. He shouldn't have.
Comic relief. Because there's some parts that he did that was actually funny.
And the thing was, when he started like hanging out with Jan in the beginning, and you find out, like, he was, like, you know, oh, my God, he's trying to get out. He should have gotten out. He should have won. He should have beat Ant-Man.
That would have been a better
one. And Ant-Man, it could have been the whole Hulk and Thanos thing all over again. He's like, he's coming. Who? This guy, Kang. I fought him.
We're not going to win.
Exactly. Right, we're not going to win. he's coming. And that could have been the whole entire thing. And then the TVA could have gotten involved. But obviously, you know, everything that happened with him, with his ex lying and everything like that, which was, you know, it's a horrible thing to even talk about. Yeah.
I hate society sometimes.
I really do. Yeah.
I love this country. Please take note. But sometimes I cannot stand the mindset of some of these whiny milk toasts. Yeah.
So anyway, back to what I was saying about Mephisto. So my theory is that Mephisto was messing stuff up. Maybe, because again, the one thing I didn't like was in Ironheart was that it wasn't Dormammu, it was Mephisto. And Mephisto doesn't really create the hood. The hood actually is created by Dormammu. He actually has his powers. Like, he gives him, like, a sample. It's weird. So, he's basically, like, his lackey, almost. But, like, the hood, like, he starts, like, a cobble of, like, crime. And his whole thing is, like, to just mess everything up. So, I understand what they did in Ironheart. I'm not going to spoil a lot of it for Ironheart for those who haven't seen it. It's a good show. No matter what you see on the internet, screw you. It's a good show. There was a lot of stuff that happened, and I do feel like we're going to get the eventual, I hate saying it, that they got to kill, they're going to kill off so many people with the merging of Battle World, and then you get, like, all the universes. I think they're going to treat the Sony universe and the Fox universe like the Ultimate version they did in the comics, because in the comics, everyone just kind of they make this giant Battle World, and instead of destroying everything, they just make one giant new Earth. And it's like the mutants, and that's why I think I think that's what's gonna happen with the X-Men too, because the X-Men, they're gonna wind up being on Earth, and then all these we talked about this before with Atiba. I think you were here for that one, and I said, like, listen, all the people who hate mutants are gonna be on Earth, and they're gonna be like, listen, we had them on our Earth before we came over here, and those things are gonna destroy all of us, and they start recruiting new humans to be like in the
Friends of Humanity.
Exactly. Oh, so I think that's gonna be happening.
You know what? There's a way, because of the way things are nowadays, especially in our current society, having something with Friends of Humanity now to show the world. Because when we grew up, we got to see, this is how stupid prejudice people
are. Exactly,
yeah. They need to bring it back.
Yep,
they're
absolutely.
They're going to have to do it this time. But I think this time, it got to stick.
Yeah.
It's going to stick harder. It's going to mean more now than before.
I see them being losers. Like, I see them, like, losing fights and, like people with sticks. And then, like, people just, like, you're going to have, like, the outside mutants just kind of, like, not beat them up, but, like, they're going to lose in Congress. And they're going to have Senator Kelly and all that other stuff, you know. You're going to have the Sentinels. You're going to have all this stuff. And I think it's going to come from, like, the humans of 616 and the Sony Fox universe going, like, we can't let them take over here too, you know, like, oh my god, you know,
use the hysterics
and exactly. So I think that's going to be a big thing with X-Men, and the X-Men is coming out soon, next year. I think they are, no, I'm not X-Men, I'm sorry, what's coming out next year, Wonder Man's coming out next year, and then there's a lot of other stuff. There's no X-Men stuff slated right now, but I think X-Men 97 is coming back next year.
Because
it's gonna start. Oh my god,
That was a way to bring it back.
Yep. So, like, that's a future blockbuster movie. They're not gonna drop that in, like, in the middle of freaking May or, like, the middle of the winter or something like that. So
they should wait.
I know, right? So now let's get back to what I was saying before about blockbusters. I hinted towards it at the beginning of the show. That's why I don't want to go too much into X-Men, because I feel like it's going to take away from the next part of the show. This is more lighthearted. It's not Marvel. It's not anything like that. This is really good stuff that we all grew up on. Now, some people say remakes are bad. I think some remakes are good if they're forgotten about. And there are some movies out there that I enjoyed very much as a child or a teenager growing up that I think are great, and we talked about it before the show. Yeah. I do feel like I want you guys to kind of think about, like, give me two movies that you think would be very well remade, that were, like, big movies back in the day, but, like, people kind of don't, you know, with. Give me two movies. Give me two. Give me one. Give me one that you think would be a good movie to be remade right now today.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the idea of what we was talking about before the show. Mm. A modern day, not a modern day Aristocats, but
retold.
Not even retold.
No, like,
you take the original story.
That's what I would say. It's an original time period. It's original time period, original story. Just redo it. And I think with the graphics and technology that comes out today.
Technology these days today, man. The way you can remake a movie.
Not like Cats. Insane. Not like the Cats movie. That Cats movie was horrible. That thing was like nightmare fuel.
Dumpster fire.
No. Yeah.
You know, how about this? And the old lady could be played by maybe Helen Mirren or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get Helen Mirren to play that. I think it'd be great for kids to see that.
It'd be good.
That them all playing on the guitars and everything, the alleyways and everything like that. I think that'd be great.
Rest in peace. Almost all, I think almost all those voice actors.
Oh, yeah, they're all dead.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, they're all
gone.
Dead. Dead.
But you have enough people who can sing and stuff nowadays
exactly.
that I think could do it.
Exactly. But, and it's a great movie. It's just so entertaining. It's one of those things where it's like, wow. Like, you know.
There is one problem, though.
What?
Because Aristocats actually takes place in France.
Yeah.
So do they elect to have French actors do it?
No, hell no. Just get freaking actors. They used American aspect. Yeah, I think it's a good enough movie where it stands on its own. You don't need to get. It's one of those movies, like I always say, like when you look at a movie, right? You look at a trailer or a poster for a movie, right? If they post all the characters and everything like that, I think it's great. You know, because that means it's going to be a great story where they're bringing you in with the attraction and everything like that. It's going to be something to watch. Now, if they just put like the title, Aristocats, whatever, you know. I feel like they're going back on the nostalgia because now you're just playing Aristocats, no graphics, just a black background, you know, that kind of thing. Now, if you put the actors on a poster, right, with just the words and everything like that, I feel like when you have that situation, the movie's going to suck and you're counting on the people that are fans of those people to come in and see the movie.
Because you're just basing it off of the actress or actor itself.
You're getting on the draw.
Not the actual movie.
Exactly. Oh, I'm a big fan of that guy. I'm going to go see that movie. You don't care what the thing is, you know? Like the movie for Cloverfield. The Cloverfield movie was just a Statue of Liberty with a cloth through, scratched through it, right? That made you think, Statue of Liberty, what did that? I have to go see it.
Yeah.
Now imagine if they put like a bunch of actors on there, be like da-da-da-da-da, you know? Not obviously they weren't in the movie, but like Bruce Willis, Tom Hanks, you know,
all these people. Now
exactly.
Like, oh, I'm going to see it because, oh, it's got star power.
Exactly.
It's,
so like,
dog crap.
I feel like if you put the characters on there, the cartoon characters, and it doesn't have to be live action. I'm not saying put people in costumes and everything like that. But if you did like a mixed live action, kind of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit kind of thing. But with computer graphics.
That's another classic.
Exactly. That's what I was going to get to. Yeah.
That's another classic.
Right now, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Do you know why? And that was going to be mine. I was going to say, do you know why I would love to see Who Framed Roger Rabbit done today? There's one reason why. Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse. It was the only time they were ever on film.
Together. Yeah.
Was it really?
Yep. Yes, the first time. The only time they were ever on screen together.
That's anytime you've seen anything drawn of them together, it's usually in to remember, like, Walt Disney and
or
any of them.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the only time that they ever, like, they had, like, Bugs Bunny putting his hand on, like, Walt Disney or something like that, but it was just a drawing. Obviously, they're all drawings, but the only time they're ever on a movie or film or TV show
was that.
So
I wonder how much tape they had to
So imagine Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Now.
Ready? I know everyone. I asked somebody this once before, and they said Sofia Vergara, and I would say absolutely the hell not to play Jessica Rabbit. Give me somebody to play Jessica Rabbit. Give me somebody. Who do you think would be? I got my guess.
Oh, I can't even think of it right now.
I'm going to be honest.
Ana de Armas.
Oh.
That's the one person.
Really?
I think she would be good.
What's the other one? Jessica Chastain?
I know who you're
saying it right. I can't think of the. I
think I know who you're talking about.
She was in. What was she in?
It would have to be someone absolutely smoke show. And I think that's another blockbuster that should be remade.
Yeah.
It would work now.
Yeah. And I think it would be great. You'd put the whole 1920s gangster thing on it. Imagine the weasels. One thing I would, and this is going to be dark. This is going to be dark. I'm going to say it right now. One scene I want to see from that movie being remade, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, is the shoe.
Yes, I was going to say that.
That would be, I mean, I'm sorry, that's still like crazy.
Oh my God, could you imagine the effects on that right now?
No, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That'd be vibrant.
What's it called? Yeah, just who would play, what's his detective's name in the movie?
Isn't
What's his name? The actor, the
Danny DeVito.
No, it wasn't Danny DeVito. It was the guy who played Super Mario. I always forget his name. He played in a lot of good things. He played with Jet Li in that movie where Unleashed. I forget his name. But anyway, so yeah, who do you think would play the detective very well? Danny DeVito, I think, is out because he's too old.
No, he's too old now.
You know what I was going to say? The guy from Karate Kid.
What?
The fat guy who, Stingray.
Oh, shoot. Give him a job.
I think
he's a good actor. Give him a job.
I think he'd be good as the, what's it called? Now the villain who, what's his name played?
Oh, I forget their names.
Yeah. One person that I think that could play that very well. Michael Fassbender. I think he would be able to play that. I think he'd be crazy doing that. Because remember the scene when he was in X-Men and he's doing like the whole, what's it called, holding back the helicopter thing? I think he could pull it off. Yeah. That's like, again, that's one of the movies that I think of growing up that was like a great one. And I mentioned this one before too. Ready? All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, yes.
I like that.
It's a classic.
Yeah. I think I would like that.
I would love to see that be remade. And again, I don't think that kids kind of, it's out of the realm of connecting with people. Because back then, like the animation and everything, people look at it and go, oh, wow, that's animated, you know? But I think if you did that again with a little bit of live action, not the Roger Rabbit style, but like, you know, a little bit of acting and a little bit of computer graphics, I think that'd be a great movie. I think that would make money. I think that would make money, you know? What's it called? Another blockbuster, I think that'd be a great remake. I didn't say this one before. Ghost.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah.
It's like movie studios.
I think that's a great one. I think that's a great one because now you have people going in there. You get like, who could you get? You can get somebody out there to play that role, to play either one of those roles. You know what I mean? You can get, not like a Kim Basinger or anything like that. Not Kim Basinger. What the hell am I talking about? What's her name? Bryce Dallas Harper. Howard. What's his name's daughter? Ron Howard's daughter. She was in Jurassic Park.
I think she could
play that, you know? I think she'd be good at that. Not like a love interest. I think you can get a Chris Pratt.
I like him.
Yeah. I like him. I think he could do that well.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
I can see maybe, not even, no, not him. Who else? You could play younger, that kid from, what's it called, Dune? I always forget his name.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, Chalamet. He could play that. You get somebody younger along his age to do that too. A younger version of it, you know? I think that'd be a good movie, graphics wise. He does the whole.
I could see, yeah.
I could see that. You know, here's another one. Now this one's controversial because this one, it's been coming out the past couple of years with like the older versions, and people haven't really said anything nice about it. But hear me out. Indiana Jones, start off right away, Holy Grail, and then you run through each and every one of them.
Okay. Yeah.
That
could work.
Now, this is where I get kind of crazy. Mr. Pascal himself doing that. I think he'd be a great Indiana Jones.
He would be great.
I think he'd be doing a great job.
Mr. Pascal would be great in that role.
I think he'd be doing a great job as Indiana Jones.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
He's amazing.
He would be. I can't believe how much traction this man is getting.
Yeah. He's in everything.
I'm actually happy for him. I saw him in... The first time I seen him was Narcos.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I just thought about this. Who could play the villain in Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Ben Stiller.
Oh. An older Ben Stiller.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. I just realized that he could play that great.
He'd probably be good at it.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I think he was younger, but I think an older Ben Stiller,
Now, on the other hand, I'm going to play self-defense here. There's certain movies that should not be remade because I think they're just classics by themselves because it tells the time of the story, and you can't do that now. Back to the Future. You cannot touch Back to the Future.
No.
You cannot touch that. Because
no, because how would you do that?
Not even that. I mean, think about it. They went back to 1955, right? 1985, right? What's 30 years ago from 2025? They would go back to the 90s. Oh,
I know. I mean, it'd be
it won't be as impactful.
And that's the thing.
It could work with the
No. It can't because you can't go. And well, it could work, but here's the thing: you can't go back to that time frame because really, that time frame was its own thing. You know what I mean? Like the '50s and the fifties compared to the '90s. Going back, it's not that much of a difference.
No, not really.
You know what I mean? The '50s and the thirties. The '50s and the '50s, the '60s, the '70s. Big changes in American history. Big evolutions in.
There wasn't a lot of major change, right?
In the '90s to now, there's really not that much change. I see cars from back then too. You know,
yeah, there's not a drastic change really in order to do something like that.
The stuff's so, cheaper and weaker. They can now, make a parody of it, maybe.
This is why I play devil's advocate. If you did, which I'm not, I'm saying you do not. You do not remake this movie, Hollywood. I will come after you, okay? Yeah. You do not go back to the 90s, but you go back to the 60s. You go back to his grandparents.
Oh, so you go back.
Exactly.
Ah.
Not too far.
Exactly. So you make Back to the Future, but he goes back to the grandparents. That's the only way you save it and keep the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Or you make it where it's back in the 80s, and then they go back to the 50s. That's the only way you save it. You cannot go back to the 90s.
Yeah,
you cannot go back 30 years. No, it just can't happen.
It would be pointless.
Yeah.
The only difference
Well, didn't they charge them Back to the Future, too?
No. Well, no, they went back in Back to the... No, you're thinking about the other one, 3. 3 is when it went back to the Wild West.
Okay, yeah.
That is excusable. Now, if you make the whole movie about that, then you're talking about ancestors and all that other stuff. That's off the table because I feel like that's just a bad introduction. They want to go talk about, like, the whole parents, you know, where Biff beats up on freaking, what's his name, grips on what's her name and tries to, like, you know, take her in the car and everything like that. So, I mean, that's a whole big thing right there, so.
You can't touch that movie.
Yeah, you can't touch that movie.
That movie's just a classic. Yeah, exactly. It's got to stay there.
Here's an idea, but they can't do it now because of how weak so many people are nowadays.
Okay.
Animal House.
Yes.
What happened?
Animal House.
Ooh.
Oh.
You can't do that now. The closest to it is How High.
Okay.
The first one.
Exactly. I'll give you another one. Porky's. You can't do Porky's.
I was just going to say Porky's.
Yeah.
Nah.
You can't do Porky's.
No.
There's too much going on in Porky's that you cannot get away with.
I beg to differ. I didn't get away with it, but people suck.
I know.
So,
no, you can't get away with it. You
people will be taking things a little too
personal. Oh, my God. The whole watching girls in the showers and everything, another big blockbuster movie that I think...
You can't do that now.
Now, I'll give you one that you can do and one you can't do.
That won't land very well.
You cannot do Revenge of the Nerds.
That's not fair, but it's true.
You can't do Revenge of the Nerds.
The because the way things are now.
Exactly. Yeah, no. It's going to seem as you're excluding people, blah, blah, blah. Now, the thing is about that, it's the story itself, and people still actually kind of like you know, throw shade at that movie because it's like, oh, they're picking on people weaker than them. Like, that's what bullies do. That's what bad guys do. So if you create a movie where
the bad guys, they're going to catch it, get theirs.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But the only problem is, like, where he... takes what's her name into the bouncy house and he dresses up as Darth Vader and he tricks her into having, you know, sex with him. So that was a big thing that a lot of people this generation are like, that's not right. Ready?
Here's funny coming from this generation that thinks that anything can be a woman.
Exactly. Ready? So here's another one. What's it called? Weird Science.
Nope. It could.
You can get away with it.
You could get away with it.
It's a very crazy movie. You know what I'm saying? You could tone down some things like creating a woman for, you know, your own physical pleasure. You could tone that down, you know. But now here's a movie that they should do. And I've been a proponent for this so bad. I would love to see this movie be redone. Police Academy.
Right now? Yep.
Yes.
Yes. I would love to see that happen.
Right now would be perfect.
Give me Police Academy.
How about this? You want more people to become cops and stuff?
Yep.
Even though it was a comedic movie, but there was some good lessons in that movie.
Yep. Even when Hightower was part of a gang, and He was going to throw Mahoney off the top because, remember, they started the whole big riot downtown, and What's his name? The football player. What was his character's name?
Not tackle.
High, Yeah, no, I'm right. I was right. Hightower. Hightower, Tackleberry was the cop. The gun guy, the gun nut. So Tackleberry, Hightower was the, what's it called? Tackleberry was the black gang member. So what happened was that, like, he gets on top. He goes, I'm going to sit there and do what's right for the community. And he helps stop them from murdering Mahoney. So I think that's a great thing to do, you know? And then you can just throw in some Blue Oyster stuff. I think that's timeless. what's it called? There's also, what's it called? The whole, like, building for the community, the cops program, you know, citizens on patrol, you know, that whole thing.
And if they really wanted to milk this whole thing to boost morale with people trusting the police, they can put a PSA at the end of it.
Absolutely.
Right. And the way it is right now, it would be perfect.
I think it'd be great.
How about this? Maybe not a movie.
Yeah.
Maybe a short series.
No, movie. It has to be a movie. Because then you come out with the next one, then the next one, then the next one. So I think there were some really good ones. All right, here's another one, and I think this one is great. And we obviously, they did it with a TV show, and I freaking hated it so much. It was such a bad TV show. What's it called? Ready? Lethal Weapon.
No.
Why not?
No, I said not the TV shows.
Oh, yeah, not the TV shows. TV shows. Garbage. I think Lethal Weapon, the whole mixing of the old black cop and the young rookie cop.
You could remix it.
Yeah.
It would be great right now.
Yeah,
that could be great
right
now.
That could happen right now. Listen.
A little new Joe Pesci or something like that, you know, who could play that? You know, like, I think that would be funny. That's where Charles Schultz should be. He should be the, what's it called, the character in that. And now here's another one. This one is going to be controversial. This one, I could see being remade, and I think it'll be great, but I also see the nostalgia in it, and I don't think it should be remade because it's a classic by itself. Ooh, Casino. It's timeless. Timeless. It's not like Goodfellas. It's not like The Godfather. Those don't touch.
Those you can't.
Because those are about a period piece. It's about the, what's it called, Lufthansa lifts, robberies, and that was actually a period thing. So even back then, that was a period thing. So it's hard to do a period thing from a longer time ago. You would have to keep it in that time frame.
Yeah. I don't think that would work with that.
So now Casino, completely timeless. Casinos happen all the time.
That's true.
You could just do whatever you want with that, and I think that would be a great movie. So I think that's another one to be remade. Give me one more.
Give me a cartoon.
Give me a movie. Give me something that you enjoyed that we didn't talk about that you would think would be great being remade.
Felix the Cat.
Oh.
Felix the Cat hasn't been out in a minute.
Forgot about
Felix
that.
Felix the Cat.
That's more of a cartoon. That was a TV. It was like shorts in the movie theaters back in the day, but it was good.
Give it something.
Yeah.
Give him something.
Yeah, give him a little something.
Give it something. We got Garfield back.
I was going to say, we got Garfield back.
Yeah. No more Garfield movies. No more Garfield movies.
They should let it go now.
Yeah,
it's done. Good.
Yeah. Give me something, babe.
It's a good one.
Come on.
How about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? How about Honey, wow. I Shrunk the Kids, man?
High five to my wife. That is a great one.
Yep.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Imagine doing that now.
You could have the guy who, what's it called? Remember This Is the End with Seth Rogen and all those other guys? Remember Tropic Thunder?
Franco.
Yeah, yeah. Remember Tropic Thunder? Remember the skinny kid who's like the voice of reason? He was in what's it called, Out of My League and all those other movies.
Oh.
He should play the dad.
Yes.
He's old enough now.
Yeah, he can play the dad.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. And then, Honey, I Blew Up the Baby.
Yes.
Oh.
Bringing those back would actually be
easier. Yeah. Doing those.
And how about this? If you want to modernize it, see if it'll probably be impossible. See if Rick will come back.
No. Let him say.
Let him be granddad. Let him be grandpa.
He could be.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He could do like a little walkthrough.
Let him be grandpa.
That's cool.
Let him be grandpa.
Yeah. Now, if you want to go a little bit more modern, I'm going to say this one is a great. It's just a great movie because I really did enjoy it back in the day, but it's hard to find somebody to replace that role because he was iconic in it. Listen, there's two people that in my head I think would be great for this movie. Twins.
Oh.
The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Oh, I mean, they're perfect together when they're like that.
Perfect.
That would be perfect.
That would work.
That would be perfect.
Oh, that would totally work.
If they ever hear this, hey.
Yeah. Guys.
Gotta get it in the mix, guys.
Listen.
It could work.
Dwayne.
Dwayne,
get a shot of me. Ready? Dwayne. Ready? Dwayne. Kev. Listen, it's your boy. All right? Listen. You haven't done anything together in a while. You know what I'm saying? Just hear me out. All right? I think you two doing twins would be the movie Twins, the whole theatrical release. I think that would be great.
You guys would be great.
You guys would be great. Everyone here thinks it's a great idea. Listen.
It would be a great idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally be a great idea. It'd be a blockbuster.
Yeah, it'd be a blockbuster. Everyone would come to see it. Everyone would come to see it, okay? You guys, it's destiny.
Yeah.
Okay? It'd be destiny. And then, like, the whole running gag would be like, no one can tell you guys apart. Listen to me, okay? You can come here on the podcast and we could talk about it. It'd be a great time, yep. You know? But yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, we have a movie to get to. So we're actually at about 1 hour, actually, which is really weird. I wanted to cut this short so we can get the hell out of here, but
hey.
We're going to do that now. Ladies and gentlemen, for my amazing guest, Andre Woo! Jones. My wonderful wife, Gabby, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. I was looking at the wrong camera the entire time. I don't know where am I? Once again, yes, all these matches that I have coming up will be contested underneath the rules of the freaking Beefcake Accords, which means I'm supposed to shave my head and shave the mustache and the beard and everything like that. Otherwise, I'm disqualified. So if you see me, I'm going to be bald. And all this little hair is going to be gone, which I really absolutely hate. Well, you can't see it if you're listening to it, because it will be a clip I'll put up on the tube or something like that. So on the book or the gram or the ock. All right, ladies and gentlemen, episode 10 is in the books. We love you. We'll see you. Well, you won't see us. You know, you'll see us on clips and everything, but
we'll see you.
You can listen to us. All right, we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, good night. We did it. Woo! Done. My bracelet fell off because I smacked the
table. Oh, Lord help you, man.
It's okay. Cut it. Check the gate. We're done. I look fantastic. I look like a little... Little what's going on?
Lord help me.